AM 1310 The Light, Indie Source for Inspiration and Praise. We are in the middle of the week, and we're in the middle with Isaac Caree. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
You know, we are ready to reset with the new album, and we are excited for you coming to Praise in the Park on the Canal.
Yes, ma'am. I'm excited as well. Looking forward to coming to Indianapolis. It's been a while, and I want everybody to come out and give God praise in the park, because we're going to have a good time.
Now, I have a question for you. Are you going to bring R. Kelly with you?
Well, you know, he is at the street of Chicago. I'm about to make a call. No.
No, I'm just playing. You know, if you need a background, you know, we can have some feelings if you want to do the remix, you know, but... We love the new album. I mean, I love Reset. You know, I've saw a couple of blogs and interviews that you have given. But for some of our listeners that may have not read, you know, what the album is about and why you came up with the title Reset, can you just share that with some of our listeners?
Absolutely. Reset is just it's a mindset. It's a movement that people need to understand. It's never too late to begin again. People get discouraged because things may not be going the way they feel like they should be going, or it may not be going away in a timely fashion that they feel like things should be unfolding. But God's saying it's never too late to begin again. I could be talking to a woman who wanted to go back to school or take on a job or responsibility, but she couldn't because she had kids and had a husband, and she had to put her life on hold. God is saying in this season you can reset and hit that reset button and start over again. And everything that you've been believing God for, he'll bring it to pass. So I just want to encourage the body of Christ in this season that it's never too late to begin again. Just press that reset button, and God is going to do a new thing.
Amen. You know, saw you on social media. You were at the Essence Music Festival. I mean, tell us a little bit about that and your, you know, how was it down there with the saints? I mean, there were a lot of things going on. I think gospel's kind of like migrating into a lot of secular known-to-be events. And tell us about your experience.
I was amazing, you know. Being amongst all of our people, so many different talents and gifts and from all different genres of music, to come together to just celebrate music for that weekend in New Orleans, it was an amazing experience. And for gospel to have such a huge platform, I mean, the gospel event had 15,000 people there alone. So to be able to share with the people and, you know, just plant our seeds, and I think our job is to plant seeds as believers, and God makes the increase. So, it was good, just, you know, meeting people, even different R&B artists and hip-hop artists that were familiar with my music or knew my music or had the new record. It was just really, it was mind-boggling how God is just expanding gospel music and just blessing us. So it was a great experience, and I plan to be there every weekend, because if you're a music lover, Essence is where you want to be.